Immigrants without legal status are not eligible for government health care plans like Medicaid. So some Washington lawmakers want to create a program to cover some of their reproductive health care costs, including abortions, contraceptives, and family planning. A Senate committee in Olympia heard testimony on the proposed measure today. University of Washington student Liliana Rasmussen spoke in support of the bill, saying health care is a basic human right.
None of us should have to make the financial decision between buying books and paying for tuition and rent and paying basic health care. And none of us should be able to determine who is qualified to receive care.
Dozens of people showed up to testify at the hearing, including several young women wearing T-shirts that said, quote, "I am the pro-life generation," unquote. Among them was Autumn Lindsay, who spoke out against the measure.
I oppose this bill because I believe in protecting the lives of the preborn. To say this bill will help women is a lie.
Bill sponsors say the aim is to provide reproductive health care to all state residents, regardless of someone's citizenship status or gender. The bill would also extend reproductive health coverage to transgender individuals. The Oregon legislature passed a similar measure last year.